Candidate for Waukesha Mayor, Alicia Halvinslaben, welcome!
Hello. Hi, thank you for having me.
I am so glad you took time out of your busy evening. The election is upon us. It's just a few short weeks away. And Waukesha isn't just a little city in Wisconsin. Waukesha is a big deal across the country. This is a place that typically has been a Republican stronghold, but that's not necessarily the case anymore. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this has traditionally been a GOP stronghold, but that is not really the case anymore. We have been shifting that needle further and further left to the point where, we have statewide candidates that are winning the entire city of Waukesha. So we are at a really pivotal moment. This is a moment where I think that we are rejecting that far right wing agenda and realizing that we need to put our residents first and vote for people who are going to support policies that put people first.
You got it. And just traditionally, for people who may not be familiar with Waukesha, this is a city that went to Bush in 2004 by 21 points. Trump carried it by 6. But Susan Crawford in last year's Supreme Court election won it. And it was Brad Schimmel, her opponent's hometown area. So there is a huge shift in what's happening in the city of Waukesha. Do you feel it?
I do. When I am talking to folks, knocking on doors, making phone calls, just being out in the community, people are concerned with what's going on nationally and how that's going to affect them. Everything from immigration policies to now a brand new war and gas prices and grocery costs and all of that. So these are things that hit people at home. And so I think that they're seeing that, and now they want to make sure that the leaders that we have at all levels are going to actually represent their interests. And they're seeing that maybe this far right-wing agenda is not so much in their interests. And so we're starting to see that shift. We're also seeing some demographic shifts, and I think that also has an impact. We're seeing more young families moving back. Maybe they grew up here, they went to college somewhere else, and they come back to this city to raise their family because they know that Waukesha is so great. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to have fun. It's a great place to work. And so I think people see that. They want to come back. But you're seeing that shift because their politics might be a little different. They're forward thinking. They're thinking about the environment. They're thinking about walkable neighborhoods, safer neighborhoods. And so they're voting the way that it's going to support that lifestyle, that's going to support that long term. When you have aging communities, those aren't necessarily the top priorities. People of different ages and different backgrounds are going to have different priorities. But I'm seeing more and more people talking about sustainability practices, talking about do we have enough bike racks? Do we have enough bike lanes? Those sorts of things. So I'm really excited because those are things that I really love. And I want to see more of that here in the city of Waukesha. I think we're doing a good job. I want to make sure that we stay on that correct path.
And we're not hearing the same things out of your opponent. Your opponent is not just on the right, but he is extremely on the right. He's an election denier. He thinks that the gay pride flag is divisive. He's an anti-abortion guy. And in fact, he thinks that abortion should be banned because we need a bigger labor force. Like, women are just incubators to make more workers. Does this actually reflect the community of Waukesha?
No. It does not. What frustrates me so much about my opponent is that he's had a decade in the legislature to actually get things done for Waukesha, to stand up and say, my constituents deserve better, both here in the city of Waukesha, but also some of the surrounding communities. The city of Waukesha and Waukesha County are not receiving our fair share of state aid. So when your top priority is your right-wing agenda and not your constituents, that's a problem for me. And I don't think that somebody who has spent a decade in the legislature with the ability to actually accomplish something for the city and then didn't, how can you be mayor? I'm sorry. That's not the right fit. We need a mayor who's passionate about the city, that's going to stand up for the people who live here and make sure that they're putting the people of Waukesha first and not their own personal crazy agenda first.
When I hear you talk about Waukesha, I can hear the love in your voice. What is it about this city that makes you love it so much?
There's so much. I mean, we could go on for an hour and a half. I chose this city. I moved here 13 years ago. I was working in the area, so it was the right place. I've since gotten a job in Milwaukee, and I'm originally from Milwaukee. I could have moved back, but I chose not to because I truly fell in love with this city. I love that there's always something to do. I was last weekend just at the Art Crawl downtown. Tomorrow night I have tickets for a show at the Civic Theater. I love going to our Friday Night Live every Friday in the summer, and Tribute Tuesday is just being announced right now. So there's always something to do, but we have lots to do because we are a little bit of a bigger city, so it's a draw. But it doesn't always feel like you're in a big city. It feels like you're kind of in a small town. I can go just about anywhere, whether it's an event or the grocery store. I'm probably going to run into somebody I know. And I don't know how that's even possible statistically, but it does feel that way. I feel like I live in a small town that has all the big city amenities. And we have this great historic charm. We've got guitars all over the city. We've got all these little fox statues. These things that are identifiable as uniquely Waukesha that I truly love. And I wouldn't live anywhere else.
And you are an elder, so you are part of the decision-making body there in the city. What's your vision? As you've been involved in the leadership, I'm sure you've been thinking about this city is amazing. It could be even more amazing. What does that look like, Mayor Helvensleben?
I think that our current mayor has done a really good job. Our current mayor is Sean Riley. He has spent 12 years as our mayor. He has really shepherded us through some great challenges that we had, especially with our water project. And I want to make sure that we're continuing on that path, that we are making Waukesha better than it ever has been. We've gotten better. There's always work to be done. We can keep moving in that direction, but we need a strong leader that's really going to put the people first in order to do that. So what I want to make sure that we do here in the city is that when I can't count on my legislator, also known as my opponent, when I can't count on him to do what's right in the legislature, I have to do what I can as mayor to make sure that I'm supporting this city, whether that's through intentional redevelopment in our older, more built-out city so that we can increase that tax base. The state legislature has really tied our hands. We can only raise taxes relative to net new construction. And in an older, built-out community like Waukesha, that's really difficult. So we have to get creative. We have to think of ways that we're going to do this while also making sure that anything that we do is still going to fit in with that unique and historic charm that is Waukesha. Additionally, I want to make sure that I'm available and accessible to the people. That's one of the things that's been a top priority of mine as an alder. When people have questions, they aren't sure how to do something, they don't know who to ask, they can come to me. I'm going to help them navigate that. And that's really, you're the public face of the city as a mayor. And I want to make sure that when people reach out and they have a question or they need help, that they know they're going to actually get a response. They're going to get a real response, not just a form letter. And so I'm ready to do that. I'm ready to really stand up for the people here, answer their questions, help them with whatever they need. And I can't guarantee that I'm always going to give you the answer that you want, but I'm going to make sure that you get an answer.
That personal touch that people are so desperate for right now. So Waukesha has been a Republican stronghold. We've got a big election coming up in just a couple weeks. Is this a canary in a coal mine? Not just for Waukesha, not just for Wisconsin, but for the country.
Yeah, so I think that it is. When I talk to folks in the community, when I talk to people, when I'm knocking doors, you're hearing concerns about those national policies. And because we have shifted so much in Waukesha, I think that this is going to tell us where are we as a community, but also what does that mean on a broader scale? What does that mean for Waukesha County? What does that mean for the state of Wisconsin? What does that mean for the country? In a place that has traditionally been conservative, for us to be shifting so far away from that, I think it says a lot about what the Republican Party especially has become. Our own mayor was a lifelong Republican until January 6th. When he very publicly left the Republican Party, he still considers himself a conservative. But it's that Republican Party, that MAGA Trump agenda that people are rejecting. And I think that this is going to say, two people. This is one of the earlier elections in this midterm year. And this is going to tell people, we're done with this MAGA agenda. We're about putting people first. We're about thinking about our residents, about our communities, and not about some personal crazy agenda.
And let's be real, this is a nonpartisan election. This is not Republicans and Democrats. This is all about the city of Waukesha and what do the people of Waukesha want and need.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm not here to make this a partisan race. You can look at my voting history on the Common Council here in Waukesha. There's not a single thing that you can point to and say, she voted for that because she's a Democrat. I voted for everything that I have ever voted for with the people of Waukesha in mind. And while not everybody's going to agree with every single vote that I've cast, ultimately, I can point to every single one and say, this is why I voted for it, and this is why I thought it was right for the people of Waukesha. My priority is not some partisan agenda. It truly is making sure that we're doing what's right for our community and what's right for our people.
What else do we need to know about Waukesha?
Waukesha is just this wonderful city. I encourage folks to check it out. Come visit. Come live here. It's great. I want to make sure that as the next mayor that I'm truly serving as a good representative and a good steward and a good ambassador for the city. The mayor is truly the public face of the community. We have a strong council system, so the mayor really serves in their capacity to go out into other communities, but also be a public face within the community. I want to make sure that I'm accessible to folks, that when people reach out, they're getting a real answer, that they know what the process is, that we're fully transparent with that process, that we're communicating in a proactive way so that people feel like they're included. And I also want to make sure that we aren't sacrificing any of these amazing things that are Waukesha, that we aren't sacrificing our great services, that we continue to have great parks, great libraries, good public safety. But we also need to make sure that we can fund that. So I want to make sure that I am demanding more from our legislators, but that I'm also working with our developers in the area to come up with good and creative ways to increase that tax base without putting a huge additional burden on our residents, and doing whatever I can to make sure that I'm maintaining a great, safe, and connected community while also, not putting that pressure on the residents themselves.
You've got the love. You've got the experience. You've got the vision. Future Mayor Alicia Halvin-Slavin, thank you so much for joining me and for sharing what could be an incredibly exciting race in just a few weeks in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, everybody, make your plan to vote, whether you're in Waukesha or across the state of Wisconsin. We also have an important Supreme Court race, of course, on the ballot. And come on, get out there. Alicia needs your support because she's fabulous.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ta-da!